Harper Audio presents Cronkite by Douglas Brinkley. Read by George Guidel. When novelist Kurt Vonnegut heard that on March 6, 1981, after nearly 19 years of service, Walter Cronkite was retiring at 64 years old from his job as anchorman of the CBS Evening News, he wrote a heartfelt paean for The Nation, titled A Reluctant Big Shot. Vonnegut worried about what Cronkite's abdication meant for the future of American democracy. Over the years, he had come to equate Cronkite, a fellow Midwesterner, with the Father Christmas character who, in self-deprecating fashion, insisted that he was only a newsman. Now Vonnegut fretted that the most trusted reporter, one who remained as entranced by the unfolding of each day's news as a child with a new kaleidoscope, was sailing off into the retirement horizon. There were no consolation prizes for the American people. With cable TV news as the emergent driving force, Vonnegut worried that the era of thoughtfulness in news broadcasting was over. "The actual crisis is upon us," Vonnegut lamented. A subliminal message in every one of his broadcasts was that he had no power and wanted none. So now we feel that a kindly and intelligent teacher is leaving our village. It turns out...